This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan, very excited to have on the line a honorary member, in fact, founding member of the Best Friends Club. It is Dami Im. Hello, Dami.
Hey, Sam and Duncan.
So good to have you on the line. Hey, you're a contestant, as we speak, on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought that would happen?
But you... People might think of you as a pop superstar, you know, with your singing, but you're not much of a dancer, are you?
You know, I've actually never ever danced in my life, like ever, even like no wedding dance, no, you know, dance thing, anything in high school. Like I've just been that unco girl and, you know, like when I perform on stage, like I do my thing, but it's very, it's my signature unco-ness that you see, not any kind of, yeah, you can't, you'd never call it a dance or anything like that.
I did a bit of ballroom dancing in school and fancy myself pretty proficient at salsa. What's your favourite ballroom dance?
Well, I have like zero knowledge, but I remember like for high school formal, they taught us to do the waltz. You know how you like go in the circle and spin clockwise and anti-clockwise, all of that. I never got it, so I just sort of like just... walked sideways the whole time. But yeah, now I know how to do it. Yay!
I like it.
Now, you've had one show on the air. It was on Sunday night. I watched you. You did the Viennese waltz. I can't imagine how nerve-wracking it must have been for you to come out and do something that you wouldn't usually do, which is dancing live on national television. How did you feel?
I thought I wasn't going to be nervous, to be honest, because, you know, like, I'm not a dancer, so everyone knows that now. I'll just do my best. But then I was so nervous because, you know, normally when I'm performing, I'm singing and I know I can sing, you know, like that's what I do. But this time I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not allowed to vocalize. And I actually have to remember the move. So I was terrified.
I bet you were. But your scores were okay. I mean, you got 5 from Mandy, 4 from Shana, 5 from Tristan as well.
Yeah.
How did you feel about those scores? Were you happy with them? Because I feel like they're not bad, and as a starting point, you can still work your way up from there, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I was expecting much, much lower, to be honest. Like, I thought I was going to get, like, 2s and 1s or whatever the lowest thing they could give us. So, yeah, I was to be honest, I was just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
I think my dance partner, Shay, was a bit disappointed because we did work really, really hard. But I was just like, you know, that's actually pretty good.
You get to dance for a charity and you've chosen Compassion Australia, which we know you're an ambassador for. But how cool to dance for them on a national stage.
Yeah, you know, well, you definitely know that I'm a big fan of Compassion. We've been on a trip together to the Philippines. If I win Dancing with the Stars, the money goes to Compassion, which is awesome. I mean, the chances of me winning, I'm not sure if there's, you know, how big that is, but at least, like, I get to talk about Compassion and a lot of people get to find out about what they do, which is really exciting for me.
In the midst of all of this, Dancing with the Stars starting, you've also just dropped a brand new single called Marching On. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so it was a really busy weekend, so Marching On came out this weekend as well. And I wrote the song about my mum. And, you know, I always thought that my mum was, you know, a strong woman, like she's invincible, you know, she can fight anything and protect us. But there's like this one point in your life where you realize that your parents are just the same kind of human as you. And that's what hit me. Like, she grew up, like, she started off as a young girl, you know, fragile and scared and vulnerable, but she sort of just had to go on, and now she's become this strong woman. So, yeah, this song is just about marching on, women being strong, even though they can be vulnerable and little.
Now, not only did you release that single over the weekend and perform on Dancing with the Stars, but you also performed at the Eurovision Australia Decides on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I did. I performed Marching On there and also a duet with Mons, who was the winner of Eurovision in 2015. So, yeah, it was a very exciting We can.
But there was something that you shared on stage. You had Dami's secret, and everyone was wondering what that news was. And then you shared it. Can you share it with our audience in case they missed what you revealed?
So the secret was that next year I've decided to throw my hat in the ring and be a part of Eurovision compete on Australia Decides to be representing Australia again one more time at Eurovision.
This is massive news, Dami. You were last in Eurovision in 2016 and you came runner-up. What makes you want to compete again?
I really loved being on Eurovision and, you know, I got the best result for Australia, which was awesome. Like, I was just, you know, just overwhelmed. But I thought, you know what, like, if an Olympian went and got a silver medal, they'd definitely go back to get the gold. So I thought, yeah, let's do that. This is my Olympics.
That's awesome. Are there any rules about, you know, coming back to do it again? Have other artists done that before?
Yeah, so in Europe, people that have entered, they have entered multiple times. You know, there are ones that have done it like 3 or 4 times. Mm. Somebody who won also entered again after many, many years just to, you know, show the different side of themselves. So it's not an uncommon thing for Eurovision.
If you need two guys to cheer you on and maybe do some sort of promotional campaign, like you're running, almost like you're running for Parliament, we're available. You know that.
Okay. Well, yeah. We can hand out flyers. And can you go and knock on people's doors and things like that?
Yes, we've got a whole year to do that. We could cover a fair bit of Sydney in that time.
Yeah. Yes. Please. Thanks, Hope. Thanks, Hopeland.
Yeah, Hopeland, you've got to jump
your support.
We're all part of the Dami Army anyway. Now, look, we better let you get go because you've got to go and get back to your dance rehearsals. Yeah. Can you give us a clue about what you're going
to torture myself?
Yeah, can you give us a clue about perhaps the dance you'll be doing this Sunday night?
Yeah, so this week is very different to the Viennese waltz that I did last week. It's a lot more, it's a faster dance. It's a lot more cheekier. It might reveal a lot more of my unconess, which I'm terrified about. But you know what? I'm just here to have fun and do my best. Like, I'm never going to be the best dancer, but I can enjoy it and, you know, do my best. That's all I can do.
I have predicted you to take out the series, Dami. So never say never, okay?
We'll see how it goes.
Dami, today is Valentine's Day. Are you going to get to see your husband, Noah?
We don't have plans as such, but I did sort of like tell him, you know, make sure you remember it's Valentine's Day. So we'll see if, you know, we get to do something.
Fantastic. Well, look, Dami, we're so excited to cheer you on. You can catch Dami on Dancing with the Stars, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 10, and her new single, of course, Marching On. You got so much going on, and we're so excited for you, Dami. So all the best with it, and we'll be cheering you from our couches right across Sydney.
Thank you so much, guys. Love to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.